Kenny Donaldson from the organisation of Innocent Victims United with us this morning. I'm going to be joined by Sir Hugh Ord very shortly, indeed former Chief Constable in Northern Ireland. Kenny, what do you think about what Jude has said?
Good morning, Stephen. I have to say I respect Jude's position, where he comes from. He is a direct and innocent victim himself, and what he views and how he sees things, you know, he has an entitlement to that. But I would have to say I fundamentally do disagree with this issue, that the pressure continually is ramped up, that effectively in recent days we've heard Peter Haynes say that it's innocent victims whom are holding society back in Northern Ireland. I mean, to have...
I don't think he did say that. He certainly didn't say it to me.
Effectively, the meaning of what he said and what others are saying is that what language has been used of innocent victims in this last 12 to 18 months, they're extremists. Whenever they took a principled stand in terms of the maze and have been doing so for 10 years, that they were described as being out of their minds. Well, who are the nutters in it all now? Because that project was never right, and people belatedly have had to accept that. So there's an awful lot we have to look at in the realms of how we're ever going to get to a sustainable peace in Northern Ireland, and you can't bypass the processes of justice and truth, somehow somersault over them. You can't do it.
What is your solution then?
Well, my solution is what we had asked within this last 2 weeks. We brought out a victims contract, which we put to each of the parties to sign up to, which would change the landscape of things here. And first things first, there needs to be a universal acknowledgement across those executive parties. The use of violence in the furtherance of a political objective was wrong today and was wrong in the past. If we had that building block from which to start from, then there could begin to be a lot of healing done within victims. But whilst you have people going around...
Well, you've had Gerry Adams even over recent days saying he would never disassociate himself from the IRA.
Exactly. Well, haven't you? I mean, and many, many victims are asking themselves the question this morning, was he released on the basis of policing or was he released on the basis of politics? Because the peace process for many people appears to be more important than justice. And I did listen intently to something Jude said there around this being a Christian society and this issue of forgiveness. I'm not going to get into Bible preaching this morning, but if people want to actually look at what the Lord himself said, there needs to be justice served on earth. And he was a believer in justice being served on earth. There is no justice in this society. And to expect the one constituency of people who have suffered more than anyone else to take more on the chin for this place to move forward, people need to catch themselves on.
Jude?
Well, I mean, Kelly, I also respect what you say. And I mean, for the benefit of your listeners, I know Kenny and I know the projects that he's involved in. Indeed, last year I went down with a group of students to Tandragee, and it was one of the most moving experiences I've ever been to. I mean, the stories that people tell, they would melt granite. They will haunt me, and they will haunt those victims forever. I mean, the simple question I ask you this morning, Kenny, as man to man, as I suppose a Catholic day of Protestant, although I mean those terms are probably very uncomfortable with both of us, tell me how your way will get us out of this as opposed to my way. Simple question. How will we get out of this? How can we get the last piece of the jigsaw to try and stabilise this society before it implodes on itself yet again?
Jude, I suppose I ask the question that what we've done over this last 20 years is that people have lowered the bar, and you use the phrase of the bar, people have lowered the bar to placate terrorism, to bring people in who actually use those tactics in furtherance of their political objectives. I believe that a watershed now has come where those individuals now have to lift themselves up and to reach that bar. Because this sort of shenanigans in this last number of weeks, when someone who's high profile, who's part of a so-called peace process, but who is supposed to be part of the justice and the deliverance of criminal justice in this country, where they threaten to actually remove themselves from those processes. I mean, where are we going to? This country's been held to ransom by individual interest groups. There isn't any commonality across the board. And people need to realise you can't keep limping on from one crisis to the next in order to keep this thing functioning. There has to be a watershed moment, and this is it. And the rest of society has to realise, do they want that bar lifted and bring back some semblance of a moral compass to this place? Or are we going to continue to fall down into the abyss?
My reply to you is very straightforward. There is nothing normal about the circumstances of this society. There was nothing normal That's enshrined in legislation. It's enshrined in the Good Friday Agreement. And the most important thing this morning, in my view, on this sunny May morning, is that we are not killing each other now, and the circumstances exist that we don't kill each other. And that's, to me, very, very important. Now, how do we deal with the past? Kenny, I ask you, man to man again, are you seriously telling me that there's going to be 2,500 police investigations investigating people who are often dead or elderly or have left this jurisdiction? In practical terms, we are holding, or you are holding, or one is holding false hope out to victims. This simply will not happen, and you know it, and I know it.
Well, Jude, I don't believe for a second there's going to be 2,000 plus individuals are going to be put through the doors of a prison and actually serve offences for what they carried out. I don't believe that. But I'll tell you one thing. A widow told me this recently. Her husband's being murdered every single day, that there are individuals out there who actually justify, at high levels within the society, the right of that individual to do what he did. There is personal responsibility, and Stephen touched on this earlier. The area in which I'm privileged to work in South Fermanagh, there was zero tit-for-tat killings. People didn't go out and bring to another's door what was brought to them. If I was to use the train of thought that was used earlier, they had every right to do so, but they didn't do it. They did things the right way. And I have to say, to think now that there's absolutely no recognition of that fact. Others went out and they wreaked carnage within the society. They have to answer for that. Those individuals live life the right way.